At 92 years old, Pete Panto still drives himself to work.
They honk at me because I think I'm a slow driver.
Of course, Pete doesn't drive to work every day, just when the Chicago Cubs are in town. Pete's an usher at Wrigley Field, the home of the Chicago Cubs, and has been for the past 18 years.
When I first started there, I didn't care anything about the money. I just was happy to be there. The money meant nothing to me as far as if I can watch a ball game. That's all that counted.
Fans love them, and his boss, Vanessa Ward, says he's ideal.
Yes, he's very well known. He's always ready to greet you with a smile and a handshake, ask about how you're doing. So really just beloved by all.
And Pete loves them back. He says he loves his job almost as much as he loves baseball and Wrigley Field. But there's something that Pete knows about baseball that they don't. He knows what it's like to lace up a pair of spikes, grab a baseball glove, and then a bat, and play a baseball game at Wrigley Field in front of thousands of cheering fans. Back in 1946, Esquire magazine sponsored a high school all-star baseball game at Wrigley Field, and Pete played third base. His manager was one of the greatest baseball players ever, Ty Cobb.
He was with us all the time. On the bus going from the hotel to the ballpark, he wasn't just a figurehead. He made the lineups up and put the ball players where they belonged and so forth, yes. Just a very nice man.
Very nice man aren't the words most people use to describe Ty Cobb. He was one of the fiercest competitors in the history of baseball, setting 90 records during his 24-year career, including the highest lifetime batting average, which may never be broken. But as great as he was, Cobb had a widespread reputation as a mean man.
I saw a picture one time of he went into the stands and got into a fight with one of the fans.
Pete didn't see any evidence of that. Cobb's high school team All-Stars won the game 10-4 in front of 28,000 fans, August 10th, 1946. Pete, in addition to his memories, received a book of newspaper clippings about the game from Esquire magazine, including photos and personal autographs from all the players, coaches, and managers, including Ty Cobb.
I'll give this book to my grandchildren, and by the time they get old, I guess as time goes by, it'll be more important.
The only one not to sign his autograph was the losing manager, Hall of Famer Honus Wagner. Pete remembers walking by his hotel room one evening.
Yeah, I'd walk down the hall to my room, and outside of Honus Wagner's room were two or three empty whiskey bottles.
That was 75 years ago. And a lot of things have changed in the world since then, but some things, thankfully, have remained the same. They still sell peanuts and Cracker Jack. You can still find Pete Panto smiling at Wrigley Field, and it's still one, two, three strikes you're out at the old ball game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, for it's root for the Cubbies. If we don't win, it's a shame, for it's one, two, three strikes, you're out in the old ball game. Now that's better than Harry Carey did. He was a terrible singer.